Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog. I'm Robbie from EnglishHarmony.com, and in today's video we're going to look at the following English idiomatic expression, brought to my attention. But in case you're wondering why I'm choosing this form of the verb to bring, brought, instead of to bring, in which case the expression would be to bring to my attention, right? In case you're wondering why I'm doing this, here's the deal, my friends. If you learn the expression as it stands, to bring to my attention, you would have to conjugate the verb, and every time you speak, there would be a slight hesitation, probably, right? If you learn the phrase to bring to my attention, and then if you have to say, it was brought to my attention, or it's been brought to my attention, every time you may hesitate that little bit to conjugate the verb, to think about, well, hold on a second, how do I have to adjust the verb so that it fits the sentence? To bring to my attention, it's been brought to my attention, right? To eliminate all these issues completely, you have to learn the exact words as you're going to use them in daily conversations. And brought to my attention is a very valid English speech pattern in its own right, right? You don't have to necessarily just learn the basic form of the expression to bring to my attention and then conjugate it every time you speak. No, you have to learn specific variations of any given phrase if they're very popular, and in this case, brought to my attention is quite popular. Just do this Google lookup. Enter the phrase brought to my attention in quotation marks into Google and hit the search button, and you'll see, if I'm not mistaken, millions of search results being returned, which means that brought to my attention is very commonly used. Therefore, it makes it a valid speech pattern, and you have to learn it as it is brought to my attention, so that every time you have to use it when speaking in English, you don't have to spend that split second conjugating the verb, right? But to find out how this phrase brought to my attention is used, bear with me for a few minutes and you'll find it all out. Hi guys, and welcome back. So today's expression is brought to my attention, and here's the first example sentence. It was brought to my attention that John's attendance record is very flawed. Basically, he has 5% of absence, and it's not acceptable in this company. We may have to review John's position in our company ranks, right? In our staff ranks. In this case, brought to my attention is used quite formally. I'm posing as the manager of the company or some supervisor during a company management meeting where I'm expressing my concerns over John's attendance records, because John has been absent quite a lot. And I'm starting my verbal message with the expression brought to my attention. Basically, it was brought to my attention. It goes without saying it was done by somebody. I'm not mentioning, I'm choosing to leave that person out because it's not really relevant. Basically, the thing is that it was let known to me. And that's the same thing as brought to my attention, right? It was brought to my attention. It basically means that somebody told me something. And we're just leaving that person who said us those certain details, we're just leaving them out because it's not really relevant. So basically, it was brought to my attention that John's attendance record is very flawed. That's the first example sentence, and you may choose to use this phrase in a very similar context. Basically, whenever you're saying to someone that something was let known to you, that somebody told you something, you may want to choose this formal phrase. It was brought to my attention that, followed by whatever that person told you, right? And here's the second example sentence. If something is brought to our attention many times over, quite regularly, that particular thing tends to lose its importance. Let's say, for argument's sake, there is some international scandal. Like, currently there's a crisis between, there's big tension actually internationally between Russia, Ukraine, European Union, and the United States, and who knows how the events are going to unfold in the days and weeks to come, right? But just because all these matters are discussed quite regularly on media, there's news updates on an hourly basis, it's being brought to our attention constantly. And then it just, at some stage, it just starts washing over our ears. We basically just ignore it because it's being reiterated regularly, day in, day out, and we just probably lose our interest in the whole matter. Unless, of course, something really outrageous happens. And it remains to be seen, my friends, how those events in Ukraine, in the region of Crimea, how those events unfold, as I told you, in the days and weeks to come. But, as I said, sometimes when it's brought to our attention on an hourly basis, those events tend to lose their importance somewhat, to a certain degree. And let's brainstorm the third example sentence containing the phrase brought to our attention, brought to my attention, to be more specific. It's been brought to my attention. You see, in the first example sentence, the phrase brought to my attention went with words, it was brought to my attention. In the second instance, I used it in a sentence saying, it's been brought to my attention. But now I'm gonna go with the following grammar construct. It has been. Previously, it was it's being. It's the progressive tense. It is being brought to my attention, right? On a regular basis, every day, it's being brought to my attention. But now, it has been brought to my attention. And that only happened once, right? It has been. But the time is unknown. In the first instance, when I said it was brought to my attention, we're talking about a specific occasion when somebody told me something. It was brought to my attention, right? In the second instance, it's being brought to our attention regularly, every day, continuous tense, right? Now, it has been brought to my attention, time unknown, it's irrelevant, right? The three different cases. But don't start analyzing your speech too much, right? Because you may run into fluency issues whereby you start analyzing your grammar and all that. It doesn't have to happen. I'm just separating the three distinct cases of using the expression brought to my attention with the certain grammar constructs, right? But you don't necessarily have to do that. Just use the phrase brought to my attention. It was, it has been, it doesn't really matter that much, right? But now the third example, it has been brought to my attention that our company is gonna probably go into liquidation. And therefore, I have to start taking some action. I have to probably start looking for a new job, upskill, maybe gain a degree, go back to college or something, because the situation in the jobs market currently is very dire. So once it's been brought to my attention that the company is probably going to the wall, which is another way of saying that the company is going to go bankrupt, right? I definitely have to prepare for that, because I don't want to be facing a situation where I'm just let go, where I'm being sacked. And then it's going to be a huge shock and I just won't know what to do. So in this example, it has been brought to my attention. I'm just mentioning the fact that somebody told me something, or maybe it wasn't somebody. Maybe I just read some speculations in the news broadcast or whatever, right? It's been brought to my attention that this company is probably going to go bust. So brought to my attention, basically, either someone tells you something, or you read something, or you hear something. It's just the simple fact that a certain matter is, you get familiar with a certain matter, you just find out something, and it's brought to my attention, it's brought to your attention, it's brought to my attention. Learn the following phrase, brought to my attention, learn it off by heart so that you can use it in your conversations without a split second thought, and you're going to improve your fluency by just that much, right? And the more of such and similar phrases you learn on a regular basis, the more fluent your speech is going to become, my friends. That's how true fluency happens. And thanks for watching this video, and see you soon again. Bye-bye.